Hey, I snuck away. Most of the family is awake. It's the day after a holiday and we're all home. So I'm in the back with my tea. Sitting with my heating pad. I've got to tell you, I've been rebellious the past couple nights. If you've been listening to the past, I don't know, few weeks of episodes, my back has been talking to me. And different parts of my body talk to me differently at different times. And things do come and go. Sometimes I have really bad plantar fasciitis and it's super hard, you know, excruciatingly painful to walk. And I've had moments where, weeks, where my neck would not support my head, so I was not able to really stand up or function in the world without just, you know, lying down and functioning from the floor. Before our boiler broke, my elbows were increasing in pain, and I couldn't figure out what's happening. What have I done? I thought it was the podcast coming out, going outside. Now it's inside sometimes too, but, you know, just holding, I just talk into my phone. I literally, you know, I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I get something to drink, and then I grab my phone and I chat, I talk to you. And so bending my arm to hold my phone up to my face, I thought, oh, that's different. I'm going and doing that every day with the same arm. Give the other arm a chance and give this arm a rest. And so I did that and I thought it worked. You know, and then both elbows were just talking to me and they were getting louder and louder. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm listening. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what my elbows are saying no to. Well, maybe they were saying no to the carbon monoxide poisoning coming from my really crappy boiler, and maybe they're better now because of that, or I don't know. But you know what? My elbows, they're totally fine. Like, for no reason. Totally fine. And for a while now, my lower back is just lower backing like it's never lower backed before. It's like in the state when I used to say my back went out. I don't use that verbiage anymore because that's not what happens, and it's an awful thing to think and feel for me. Like it's gone out. It needs to go back in. Now I just understand, you know, I've got soft tissue, I've got fascia, I've got muscles that may spasm, I've got discs that might need to shift here or there, or they get swollen and they're impinging on something right now, or, you know, no problem. I've got a couple bones that are linked together and aren't flexible with one another right now. Things happen. I believe most in the energetic cause of things, so when I've looked this up, you know, lower back pain is financial problems. and yeah, trying to replace our home heating system, that's a financial problem. Well, is it? It's a truth punk moment, because I just, myself just said, not sure that's true, what you just said, Amanda. Having a broken boiler is a challenge. Of course, I've accepted the challenge. It's happening anyway. Accept it. Is it a financial problem? Well, I think my back thinks it is. And I think most people think it is. And I think even I thought it was in the very beginning. I try to go against my ways. I don't live on credit. I don't seek out credit. I don't pay attention to my credit score or any of that stuff for years. And so I'm not in that game. And I was like, okay, put me in, coach. I will play. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's finance this and make the problem go away. That didn't work out. And I thought, well, okay, well, that makes sense. I don't play this game. Haven't been practicing this game. Why would the coach throw me in now? And maybe I'm just not meant to play this game anyway. Maybe this game's not good for me. Okay. Bless you out there. So, I think... I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'm listening to Will sneeze. I've got the sun shining in my face, and I'm listening to him sneeze. And I'm just totally distracted. And that's okay. Life happens. And I can be not a victim. I'm not a victim of the distraction. I'm not a victim of other people's noises. I'm not a victim. And that feels true. It feels more true than me getting upset. I can feel the upsetness happening, hearing the distraction, being frustrated, wanting to change it, wanting to control it. But then that victim mentality comes in, like, don't you care? Aren't you paying attention? Like, what are you doing? Why don't you care about what I'm doing? When that comes in, I say, oh, wait, I'm not a victim. Oh, oops. It washes all of that away. Oh, I'm not a victim. I'm sitting here as a powerful creator. I'm no victim. It's like trying to be stressed out when you're yawning. Good luck. Good luck. When you're in full yawn, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can stress it. Just like, I'm not sure we can keep our eyes open when we sneeze. I think maybe that's the trick that those people use that bulge their eyes out. Did you ever see that lady in the 90s? I did. I never forgot. The lady who bulged her eyes out of her sockets. I was like, whoa. But then my theory is, I think she's sneezing. So, you know, back to that. Okay, so, like, the boiler, right? So if you ask anybody, that's going to be $10,000, $15,000 just for the boiler. And we don't have it. And then, like I said, we don't play the credit game, so we're not being financed. But is it a financial problem? What do I want? I want heat and hot water running through the house. And I thought the way to get it was with money, because that makes most sense. Those things, right, they cost money, and it costs money to get someone to do it. And sure, I know that in a grand scheme of that, I could probably do it. Boy, that would be the challenge of all challenge, the YouTubes of all YouTubes. But we would still have to find a way to get those parts, maybe barter, steal, you know, I don't know, right? What's happening is, I'm paying for it in other ways. I called around and told my story to everyone I could think of, to every agency, to anyone who might help us. I called and told my story over and over again till I found relief and found a path. And I kept going, feeling out the way of relief, feeling out the way of love. And yeah, it's taking time. And yeah, it's taking effort. And yeah, it's taking faith. But it's not taking money on my part. Money wasn't the answer, even for this situation. Maybe that's why my back is even more on fire than it's ever been. Maybe it's confused. Maybe the old ways are dying out. Maybe I am really birthing this experience, and this back labor is guiding me towards the truth. This is not a financial problem, even though I think it is, and almost everybody else, right? I'm surrounded by the culture that thinks it is, that this says, I need money, you need money, you should have more money. Well, if it's not the case with the boiler, this is a pretty good chunk of money that most people would have to come up with in this situation, right? That we think we have to come up with, that we think we have to finance. And I'm the exception to the rule. I'm here to be the exception to the rule and to report back to everyone and say, hey, there are exceptions to these rules. You don't necessarily need to do what the culture says you need to do. The price may not be paid with money. It might be paid in exercises of faith and good deeds and patience and kindness and creativity and gratitude. That's what's making the most sense in my life right now, anyway. So this back pain I've been sleeping with something under my knees to just give my spine a little more alignment through the night, and it's helped in the mornings, being able to brush my teeth without finding a way to decompress my spine with the other hand or some magical positioning. It has been a challenge to support myself in the mornings. And it's been a challenge to make myself lay on my back with something under my neck and something under my knees to just put myself in alignment, right? We want comfort. And I understand alignment is where it's at. But the past few nights I've been rebelling. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. It's a holiday. I'll move eventually. I'll figure it out. I deserve to be comfortable. I deserve to roll over. And be warm and get some sleep and be comfortable. So I've rebelled. I've gone rogue the past couple nights. I've rolled over. And at least I'm not really disappointed in the morning, actually, because I've been like, well, at least I can move. This isn't as bad as I thought it would be. I thought maybe I'd be stuck in bed for a while, but still able to move. And I like the nature of that rebellion in the night, of me not abandoning myself, of me being my own best friend and saying, screw it, just get comfortable. Relax, you deserve it. Come on. So I like how that attitude feels. And I like that I caught myself this morning, you know, saying like, oh, my back must hurt because of these financial problems. But boy, is it hurting so much and taking my attention to let me know that these aren't financial problems? This was like when my mom was dying, and I'm like, I don't want my mom to die. And then I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, I do. I've been helping her die. And I'm like wondering why she didn't die this past week. Cause like, what's going on? Like, you were supposed to die last week. We're not even here. We're not even doing anything. Why are you still here? Well, cause I think I don't want you to die probably. And you were waiting for me to realize the truth, mom. Right. And once I did, you left. Once I said, oh, I want you to go. Boop. She left. Okay, so ready? Oh, this is not a financial problem. Boop. Hey, there goes all my back pain. Now, I know. Don't be attached to the outcome. Just seek the truth. Feel out the way of love. I mentioned it was a holiday yesterday. So as I'm recording this now, it's the day after Thanksgiving. And we cooked Thanksgiving dinner yesterday. It was more of a feast for lunchtime. Not only did we cook, we hosted. A friend of ours, who's more than a friend, who's family, came over, wanted to tag along to our Thanksgiving. Without a turkey, I did get some rotisserie turkey breast for the meat eaters. And warmed it up with some broth in a Dutch oven and used the drippings I made for gravy. Honestly, you know what? Olive and I, my daughter and I, my 13-year-old daughter, made dinner. We were out in the car later in the day and she said, what are you most thankful for? And I said, well, I think I'm most thankful for that this was the best Thanksgiving ever. It was amazing preparing the meal with you and having our friend come over. And Finn was involved. And we watched the parade and we drank eggnog and we've had pie and we've just been together all day, like snuggling on the couch and listening to Christmas movies in the background. And we got the Christmas stuff out from the crawl space under the house and decorated for Christmas together. I think it was the best Thanksgiving ever. She said that she was most thankful for the fact that we're going to be getting heat and hot water by Christmas. And I thought that was lovely. But she went on. She wasn't really talking about what we're getting. She was talking about what it's teaching her. She said, I'm glad we're going to get heat and hot water because it teaches me that you don't need to have money to solve your problems. That life takes care of you and that whatever you need is on the way. I had no clue that it has sunken in with her enough to float to the top of her list of things to be thankful for. So that probably then became what I was most thankful for. Just makes it more of a perfect Thanksgiving. And the guest we had, I'm not sure if it was the first time that they went outside of their family culture and didn't go to the family meal. I stepped out of that culture when a big, huge handful of my family was, still alive. And I do still have some aunts, uncles, cousins kicking around. But my immediate family, my grandparents, when they were still around, some of them, I made the choice to go outside of the culture and not do what I was expected to do every year. And simply put, I stopped going to places and I stopped being around people who made my stomach hurt. I'm very sensitive, and I'm glad that I'm sensitive now. It used to feel like a curse. Now feels very much like a gift. And I don't hang out with people who make my stomach hurt. Even if they're family. Even if it's a holiday. So I stopped doing that. And when people think about doing that and they talk to me about it, I highly encourage it, but also I remind them. The invites tend to stop. So first, it's one thing to learn to say no, and then it's another thing to learn to live without the invites. To really leave the Shire. Right? I'm so glad I did. And I'm even more and more outside of the culture every year, it seems. And I am free. I'm free. I've let everyone be disappointed. I've let everyone think what they want of me, and I am free. And here I am with my pack of people who love me, with my household, oh my gosh, with my family right here. And we get to do what we want. We get to wake up when we want, travel if we want, stay home if we want, eat what we want, do what we want. How are we going to make this feel good? And it's getting better and better. And we do what we want. I'm not cooking a big turkey. That sounds awful. I don't want to touch raw meat. I don't want to do it. Do I make an amazing turkey? Yes, I do. Do I want to do it? No. Do we do it? No. Do my kids hate me for it? No. Totally happy kids. I got choked up yesterday morning. I was just standing next to Will. Macy's Day Parade was on. The kids were on the couch. And yeah, we all have stuff going on. Physical pain. Scary stuff. I looked at him and I thought, wow, look at us. We like each other. We love each other. We're together. And look at those kids. They're happy. Wow. Look what we did. It's what I've always wanted. Happy home. Happy family. And I'm experiencing that. Yes, there have been blips of happiness here and there, but not like this. This is a solid, happy home with a solid, happy family. Something I didn't think was ever possible for me. And doesn't look like I thought it would look like, right? The dream. But I mean, it is better. So let life decide the details. Just follow the truth and live it. Hang out with people who make your belly feel good. Eat what's fun for you. Do what's fun for you. Give yourself freedom. No one's going to give you the freedom. No one's going to give you free time. You take it. You decide. You're going to free yourself up. And you're going to put down all these boxes that everyone's been giving you to carry. And you're going to do what you want. You're the only you there is. And you're the only one that wants what you want. What are you here for anyway? You may as well get to know yourself and go after what you want. And you may find that you're after your, you think you know what you want because you think you know the feeling it's going to elicit, you know? Well, life might know you a little better and might set you up a little something different. It's going to feel great. So let's practice the feeling together. Breathe in and breathe out and just let go. Just give up on everything right now. Give up on holding yourself together, your physical body. Let it just droop. Everybody else and their expectations, let them just wash away. All of your expectations for yourself and your whole to-do list and all the to-get-better list, let it all go. See how singular you can be. Can it just be one thread of you? Can you let go of all that other stuff? And all the other people? And all the expectations? And all the past? And all the future? And can you just be a beam of light with me? Let's be beams of light and follow that beam back to its source. And just be engulfed in the light. I'm looking at beams of light right in front of me. And I'm using my finger and I'm tracing them up to the sun. And that's what we're all doing right now. We're shining with the same light. But we're individual beams with freedom to go down and light up what we want to light up. You've got one light. What are you shining it on? Right now you're probably shining it on me, or maybe you're doing the dishes and you're like, wait, what did she just say? Let's go forward today remembering we have one light. Shine it on what you're doing. Shine it on what you want. Shine it on a feeling. Shine it on yourself. Shine it on someone else. Shine it on creativity. Shine it on nature. Shine it on art. Shine it on something you want to grow, because it's a grow light. And you've got one grow light. and it's always shining. And what you focus on is going to grow. And you get to choose what you want more of. So let's go shine our light on what we want more of. I'll go and publish this episode. How's that? Because I want more of this. Let's keep this going, yeah? Hands over hearts. I'm getting this down into my hips. Here we go. Deep breath. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.